There's nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I'm Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, Davy Crockett. I'm Lee.
Coming to you from the D-Tom Studios in the free state of Florida, sponsored by Maker's Mark Bourbon, this is Don't Tread on America. I am your host, Eclipse Don Q. Let's go. Come on. Alright guys, how's everybody doing out there today? It is Sunday, April 7th, 2024, and it's the eve of the total eclipse. And as I said a few days ago, get prepared, because shit's about to get a little weird if it already hasn't started. But before we get to that, guys, let's talk about our sponsors. We got, over here, we got D-Tom Show. Go to the thing, man, the link on the podcast app and what you're listening to this on. Click D-Tom Store, guys. Check it out. Help a brother out. Come on. I know you guys listen to other shows, and I know you might even pay for some shit. You might even do something. Look, the T-shirts aren't that damn expensive. Come on. You're helping me out on two different situations. You're helping me, number one, financially, and then number two, by advertising your favorite podcast. That's right, I said it, your favorite podcast. Get the damn shirt. Shit. About to start a Patreon on y'all bitches. I'm joking. But you guys can also go to Reaper Apparel. Check them out at ReaperApparelCo.com. Link also on the podcast app, and which you're listening to this on. Use promo code DTOM. You get 10% off your order. With the DTOM store, you can also use promo code DTOM, but you get free shipping, so that kind of cancels it out. So, anywho, speaking of podcast apps in which you are listening to this on, please, guys, please make sure you're following the show, you subscribe, whatever the button is on whatever podcast app. I know each one's different, but basically the same. It doesn't cost you a penny. You're already listening to the show. Just make sure you hit that plus button. And guys, please make sure you share this and other episodes with your friends. Let's get the D-Tom train rolling again. We're kind of slowing down a little bit. I don't know if it's my fault. Maybe it is. Probably it is. But, you know, you're making me rethink my existence on this. Not the planet, because I ain't going to kill myself. But doing this. You know, I try to do the show three times a week. I've been pretty good. Even when I was on vacation, I gave you four shows. Four shows while I was not even here in the state, and I gave you four shows. That's more than any other podcaster out there does when they go on vacation. So the least you guys could do is follow the show, share the show, and make sure that if you're on Apple or Spotify, guys, you give me a review, you hit the five-star, you hit something there. Those little things don't cost you a penny. They don't cost you anything, but they help more than you even realize. I know I'm asking you to go to Reaper Apparel. I know I'm asking you to go to the D-Tom store. I get it. You're not doing it, so whatever. So if you could at least At least make sure you're doing those other things. They don't cost you a thing. Also, if you have a Rumble account, if you get on Rumble to watch other things, whether it's other shows or videos or whatever you do on Rumble, can you hook a brother up and go to Don't Tread on America TV and follow the show? If you watch it, that's great. That helps. I can actually make money on that. But at least following the show helps. And for those, I've also noticed I've picked up a few viewers on YouTube. Guys, I'm not posting anything on YouTube anymore. I think the last show I posted on there was probably 2 years ago. So if you want to go back 2 years and watch that, cool. Knock yourself out. I don't waste my time posting these shows on YouTube because generally most of the topics that I'm talking about is going to get me demonetized. So it's not worth the effort for me to upload the video. I guess I could start to try, see if it's any quicker, because it used to take a day to upload a video to YouTube. If it was like an hour video. I can upload onto Rumble. let me give you a little inside baseball before we get to the show. I record right now. Right now, I'm talking to you guys for the podcast, but I'm also video recording this. So I'm not live anymore because I found that going live on Rumble was fucking with my audio. So we had to stop doing that. And so I'm just videoing this. Now, essentially, I can upload this show to my podcast host in the same amount of time it takes me to upload this to the video to Rumble. I'm literally doing both of them at the same time. It takes maybe when I'm done with the show. And generally, I have no edits because I try not to mess up. And if I do, I try not to make it a big deal because I'm videoing this. And you'd be damned if I know how to fucking edit video. Bro, I ain't all about that. I can do some audio, but video, that's a whole nother situation. At any rate, so I try not to make any mistakes. And if, like I said, if they are, they're small mistakes. And so generally, I can get done with this show if I do an hour show, which I've been doing right about an hour. I can have this thing posted within 30 minutes on both situations. And I'm all about that. Now, I'll do this favor for you guys. For you guys that started following me on YouTube, I'm going to try this video and see if it uploads. If it doesn't, I'm doing Rumble first. I'm uploading the podcast. I'm uploading the show to Rumble. If it doesn't take forever and a day to upload it to YouTube, I'll start putting them on YouTube also just for shits and giggles, okay? But I would prefer you to go to Rumble. And I also say this about that. As soon as I get demonetized on YouTube, I'm going to give them the double tall man and they can kiss my ass, period. All right, so guys, also, please make sure you follow the show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, True Social, and the Ticker Talker. We are, or I am, Don't Tread on America on those handles, on those situations. And on the Twitter X machine, it is DTom_1775. And if you're not on social media, that's fine. You can check us out at DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And you can email me directly. You can email me right to me. And I'm not giving you my personal email. But you can email the show, DonQ at Don't Tread on America. And like I said, TikTok, Ticker Talker, we just do drink videos. Now, granted, I haven't done one in a while. I've got to think of some new drinks. I've got a couple I need to mess with. But today, what are we drinking on today? We're drinking water because I've been out in the yard all day and trying to get there's Mike there. Trying to get hydrated because, you know, I had a good gym day today and I go to gym again tomorrow morning. So I want to stay hydrated. So I don't get all crampy and it's a long story. And it's a whole fucking rigmarole. If you guys work out, you understand. Anyway, so let's get to this shit. Okay, guys. So back in March, I know that wasn't like 20 months ago. It was literally a week and a half. I did it March 28th, which was a Thursday show. So two Thursdays ago, I did a show and it was called Surviving the Apocalypse. No, it was called, you know, will the eclipse on April 8th have biblical implications? And I'm not going to go through the whole show, but, you know, I gave you some parameters from the Bible and how this equates to things and, you know, in the Bible and words and phrases and so on. And so if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to the 28th show. The whole show is basically about that. The first two parts is about New York City giving money to illegals and John Stewart. If you want to scroll, you know, if you want to fast forward, maybe, I don't know, probably 10, 15 minutes into the show and get to the juicy part, you can. But the crux of the show was how I personally feel that this eclipse could, I'm not saying it will, but there is history here. And there's provocation showing that it could possibly have biblical implications on us here in America. Now, if you're listening to this and you're outside of America, and you might be thinking, okay, cool, we're out of the mix. Okay, maybe you are. Maybe you are. I don't know how eclipses work as far as the other side of the earth. I would assume because it's dark, it doesn't. So, but if you recall in that show, I talked about how there was a similar situation back in 1806 and 1811. And 3 months after the second eclipse, so this will be the second eclipse. The first one was in 2017. This is 2024. You cross. So 3 months after the second eclipse in 1811, let me see, where was that? So 3 months after the second eclipse on December 16th, 1811, which was 3 months after that eclipse, was the largest earthquake in the history of the mainland, U.S. So powerful that it caused the Mississippi River to run opposite direction, flooding the. Now, this was in the center of the United States. I want to say Missouri, somewhere around that area. Because in all honesty, when we think of earthquakes, we think of, what do we think of? California, right? We think of the San Andreas Fault. But the New Madrid Fault is the largest fault in this country. We just don't have a lot of earthquakes. Now, Oklahoma gets earthquakes. They're not as massive as they are in California. But they do have them. And I don't want to get into a whole earthquake talk because I want to talk about that towards the end. But so here we are, April, May, June, July. You know, could something be on the way? And then not to mention, 6 months later was the beginning of the War of 1812. Now, obviously, the solar eclipse back in 1811 was what, probably September, October, somewhere around there. This is earlier in the year. So could this mean that we see war before the end of the year? Could this mean that we're going to have nothing but the next 6 months of uncertainty? And coincidentally enough, what happens in 7 months? An election, right? So there's a lot of things that are lining up to make you want to scratch your head, as I have a big fucking jet fly over my house. So I want to make sure I'm talking the whole time so you won't hear it. But now you did. So So what does it all mean, Basil? So here's my thing. And I'm going to get to all this here in just a second. But just listen to me for a second, please. We are all going to die. No. I talk to people and they look at me like I'm fucking crazy. And you guys might be listening to me like I'm fucking crazy. Okay, that's fine. And hopefully I'm wrong. Now, that's not to say that the eclipse is on the 8th, which is tomorrow, right? That shit's going to hit the fan tomorrow. So don't think, okay, it's 3 o'clock. Here's the eclipse. Okay, there goes the eclipse. All right, Don said shit was going to hit the fan. That's not what I said, guys. But look at what's happened in the last couple of weeks, last week or so. Who's to say that's not the precursor to what's coming? Fuck, we just had an earthquake on Friday in New York City. Mind you, it wasn't a massive 8.10, you know, not that that's a number, but you know what I'm saying. Not that it was a massive earthquake, but how often does that area of the country see earthquakes? There is a fault line. I get it. A couple of weeks ago, there was an earthquake off the coast of Florida. Off the coast of Florida. We're only supposed to get earthquakes in California, right? Isn't that the whole thing? Florida. Then you had a big earthquake in Taiwan, which subsequently caused a massive tsunami. Guys, what I'm telling you, shit is... Don, tsunamis happen all the time. Actually, no, they don't. But it's not even that. It's not even about that. It's about that. Plus New York. Plus Florida. Plus what's next? That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying that tomorrow is going to be nothing but earthquakes and tornadoes. I'm not saying that. I'm saying based on history, documented history. This isn't me making up shit. Yeah, I can say, okay, in the Bible there's this and the things going over so many towns called Salem and last time I went over so many and if you put those numbers, I get you. You can scratch your head. You can turn off the show and be like, this dude's fucking nuts. He's trying to say that we're walking into a modern day Babylon. Cool. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the documented history of the last time this happened where you had two cross within a certain amount of time, that shit that happened after the fact. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I've been telling you guys for years. We've been doing this show for 3 years. I've been telling you guys to get prepared. Not for this. Not 3 years ago, I didn't say, guys, listen to me. October 8th, 2024, there's going to be an eclipse and we're all going to die. I didn't say that. It's really for your own good because you never, okay, New York, New Jersey, earthquake, you never know when that's going to happen. It's just, you're sitting, you saw the videos, people posted videos, right? Guys, I saw one dude's playing a guitar, you know, and all of a sudden, I mean, it wasn't like shit's falling off the walls and, you know, bookshelves are falling down. It wasn't like that, but it was noticeable enough. Like I saw one guy was, I don't know, he was online. I think he might've been playing a game or whatever. And he's like, what the fuck? You know, you had people, you saw news studios that were shaking. The cameras were shaking. It was a situation that if it was worse, look at New York City, look at what happened in San Francisco in 1989. Okay. And I remember this, they were playing this the other day on the news, during the World Series. Okay. And I was watching, I'm a baseball fan. I was watching the World Series. It was in Oakland. I think it was the A's in San Francisco, oddly enough. And A's and Giants. So I don't remember where the game was, if it was in Oakland or in San Fran, but nonetheless. And during, you know, in the middle of the game, here's an earthquake. Okay. But like, in Oakland, there was a double-decker bridge. I don't know if it's still there or not. But anyway, it had collapsed, and it killed so many people and whatever. When you have, the more populated a area is, when these events happen, obviously the more catastrophic it can be, right? So in New York, in New Jersey, where this earthquake was, mind you, where the epicenter was, is not much of a, it wasn't a main city. They felt it in New York. So what I'm trying to get at is this. When you build buildings around this country, at least in the United States, they're built to certain codes, okay? Now, depending on where you're building this building at, or house, or whatever it is, the codes are different based on the region. What do you mean, Don? Okay, so out west, you're built in the idea that there could be an earthquake, right? They don't really see hurricanes over there, so that's probably not a main specification of a building code. Whereas in Florida or Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, you know, I'm talking about the coast, but all of Florida, but, you know, the coast of those other states up into, you know, South Carolina, North Carolina, the coast of those states, and then pretty much all of Florida, there are codes that houses and buildings have to be built by to ensure hurricane safety, okay? Now, you're not going to take those codes that are built to build buildings in Florida, for example, and apply them to New York City. because it's a different situation. Just as much as how many earthquakes does New York see that they would build buildings to withstand earthquakes, right? So this earthquake could have been a lot worse if it had doubled inside. Even if it was like it was a 4.8. So let's say if it was like a 7. That would have been strong enough to collapse buildings, okay? Then it would have been a lot different story. Now, mind you, Friday, as soon as this happened, it was like at 10:30 in the morning. That's all the news. That's all they were concerned about was this. I look at it like it is kind of concerning that this happened. The last time there was an earthquake in this area, which wasn't even this strong, I think they said was 50 years ago. But the last time that was this strong was, I want to say they said 1840. So you're talking, what, 180 years ago? 1840? Okay, so it wasn't 1811, but but point being is, it's not like they happen frequently, okay? But yet, around this solar eclipse and all everything I talked about a week and a half ago, these things are happening. Then the funny thing about, or I don't know if it's funny, but this is a video from, let me see if I can find it again. Yeah, this is it. So this is, someone recorded this with their phone watching, it looks like Fox News. So I'm going to turn this up as loud as I can get it, so because it's a recording of a newscast. It's not like off the newscast, so it's got some air behind it, but just listen to what the guy says.
The strongest earthquake in 140 years, John.
Look at all that, and it's not over yet because we've got the eclipse earthquake coming.
The eclipse earthquake coming up. Now, maybe he just misspoke. I'm sorry, so the strongest earthquake in 140 years. So that would have been 1880-something, right? So, point being is, did he slip up? Did he, or do they know something is coming? I don't know, because I don't know that I could be a newscaster. I don't care how, whatever I am. I could not sit there and say, it'd be kind of like, okay, I know I get made fun of with this, but let's say, you ever seen Big Daddy? Adam Sandler, right? The part where the Blake Media was going out of business and the guy's reporting the news and it's like most of Blake Media's employees will be fired. Wait a second, I work for Blake Media. You know, it's kind of like that. If I'm reporting the news about the eclipse earthquake coming, I'd be like, wait, what a second. What? So chances are he misspoke, but now this is where things get weird. So you have this warning come out on, I think this was Thursday. I want to say the warning came out, and then I saw it on Twitter on Friday. So this was Thursday night on the news.
Security warning right here in the U.S. from the FBI and Homeland Security. Warning of potential threats to public gatherings. The timing of this and why they're concerned tonight. Here's our Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas with late reporting.
Tonight, FBI and Homeland Security officials are warning U.S. law enforcement about the potential for terror inspired by that deadly ISIS attack in Moscow targeting a concert hall. The concern, according to the bulletin, violence targeting mass gatherings such as sports stadiums, concert venues, or houses of worship in the United States. Law enforcement told to be on the lookout for any suspicious activity. The bulletin coming just days before millions will gather to watch the eclipse on Monday. Authorities say following the Moscow attack, ISIS and its supporters celebrated the assault and shared graphic and violent attack footage, the terror group calling for similar attacks in the United States. I'm told U.S. law enforcement is being urged to take this bulletin seriously. Sources say ISIS remains a very real threat.
Secured.
So you have that, which doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the eclipse, but what about the timing, right? So when you have now, and the thing is that the thing with the people, man. Come on. In Russia, what was that? That was a month ago, March 7th. I think 2 weeks prior to that, and I think he said this, 2 weeks prior to that, we, the United States government, CIA, and whoever else, warned Russia, hey, listen, we're hearing things. You might want to, you know, pay attention. And then this happened. Now, mind you, when you tell, I mean, we won't proclaim that Russia is our enemy, but, you know, whatever. If you're Russia and the United States says, hey, listen, we're hearing things. There might be something that happens. You might want to be on your P's and Q's. I'm just letting you know. And then 2 weeks later, something happens. Now, mind you, Russia looked at it like, oh, well, shit, they basically told us they were going to do this, and they did it. Were we involved? Were we not involved? I don't know. That's a show for another day. We've even already talked about it, so I'm not even going to go back on that. Point being is this. Whether the United States, CIA, or whoever had anything to do with it, or it was legitimately ISIS, we knew about it, and we let them know. Granted, we didn't say on March 7th this is going to happen. We just told them, hey, something could be happening soon. In the meantime, we get the same warning here in the United States. Now, whether it's ISIS or our government or whatever, who knows? But the fact of the matter is that, once again, here's another coincidence that this is happening around the eclipse. Now, I also mentioned on the show on the 28th that when the eclipse enters, or when the eclipse starts, I guess I should say, the United States. So it'll transcend through Mexico into the United States. Okay, and I told you it enters Texas. Do you recall where I told you this was entering Texas? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? Eagle Pass. Now, why has Eagle Pass been in the news for the past year or so, right? Illegals. On the top of that, for at least a year, if not two, you've been hearing about illegals being called what? Anybody? Military age men. Okay, so we have millions. Was I think the last number was up to 10 point something million that we know of that have come into this country, that we know of. There's probably another 800,000 that we don't know. I mean, we know, but we don't know who or what they were. Okay, so if the 10-something million that have crossed the border are, well, even if half of them are military-age men, but we know about them. But let's say the other 800,000 that we didn't catch were military-age men. But they weren't just military-age men. They were military, whether they were Chinese or Middle Eastern or whatever. So you have that. You have the eclipse crossing over Eagle Pass. You have this warning from our government. Guys, it's almost like a bad movie. It's almost like they're writing a script and we could see it coming. But when you have this conversation with people, it's hard to have this conversation. I'll be honest with you. It's easy for me to have it right now because no one's talking back to me. But when you talk to regular people that don't, that they want to pretend like they got their ears to the ground, but then when you try to explain things to them, they kind of brush it off. And like I said, I'm not saying that tomorrow, April 8th, the shit's going to hit the fan, but I'm saying that there's a lot of things lining up that within the next, if not tomorrow, within the next couple of weeks, shit could hit the fan. Now, most of the area that this eclipse is covering aren't necessarily populated areas. It's not like it's going over New York City or Chicago or something like that. But we have those issues. And real quick, before I keep going, I want to get back to what I was talking about with the whole planning thing. Now, when I tell you, when I've been telling you, and other shows do it too, but and I'm not here trying to sell you something. See, I think that's the difference between me and most of your other podcasts. I don't know who else you listen to. I would assume you listen to at least one or two, three, four, five other podcasts because I listen to other podcasts. But most of those podcasts that are similar to this, maybe not quite as similar, because I don't think a lot of these guys won't go off on the limb that I talk about. But mind you, they have bigger audiences and a bigger reach, so people believe them and trust them more because more people listen to them, and that's fine. We can be there with y'all's help. But whenever these people, and I'm not going to say names, I'm not going to tell you what other podcasts, because you know, you listen to them, because what I'm about to tell you, you're going to be like, oh, I know who he's talking about. But you listen to other podcasts and they tell you, be prepared, get ready, da da da, go to My Patriot, promo code, blah blah blah, go to, you know, what's the other one, I can't think of it, for Patriot, I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about. But they're telling you to get ready. They give you a story that make you scared and say, and this is why you need to be prepared. Look, there was just an earthquake in New York, and this is why you need to go to Patriots, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Because use promo code such and such and get you, you know, $200 off. Well, fuck, if they're giving you, if you ever gone to these websites, see how much this shit cost? Because I have. Thinking, okay, I'll use promo code McGillicuddy. And, oh, fucking A, Jesus Christ, for one person, it's $1,000? Sorry, hon, you know. I live in the real world, okay? Because much like you guys, I'm just a dude with a full-time job and a part-time podcast. I live in the real world of who can afford a $1,000, $2,000 MRE. Well, you best day you have it is the day you throw it away. You know what? I just assume go to the grocery store, buy me some canned vegetables, some tuna fish, some Chef Boyardee, you know, a shit ton of water and those types of things. Make sure I'm stocked up on ammo and my guns are ready to rock and roll just in case, because fuck an MRE, because worst case scenario, I don't need the canned food, but I can still eat the shit. And I didn't blow $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on shit that's just sitting in my closet. That's where you've got to be smart about this. So when I'm telling you to get ready and I'm telling you to stock up on those things, I'm telling you because not that Walmart or Publix or Kroger or Target or whoever is saying, Don, if you mention Chef Boyardee, we're going to give you $1,000. Ain't happening. I honestly care that you guys get ready. I honestly care, because if I didn't care, I wouldn't talk about it. And if I was getting paid by a survival company, I would be talking about that. If you have the money and you want to go to one of these, knock yourself out. If you want to be smart about your money, don't. If you do go to the grocery store and buy canned food and those types of things, rotate your stock. Well, Don, that's great. It's Sunday. You're recording this. It's 5:39 right now. I'm listening to it because I work the night shift, and it's 10 o'clock at night on Sunday night. Great. I should have listened to you. Why didn't I get prepared? Dude, I'm not saying tomorrow the shit's hitting the fan. You can get off of work, go to the fucking store. I'm just telling you guys to be ready. If that earthquake in New York had been any worse, can you imagine what they would be talking about right now? Look what happened in Baltimore with the ship. I think that didn't have anything to do with the eclipse. I think that personally, that was a cyber attack. But look at the chaos it's causing in that area. Are you ready? But then you have this video. Now, once again, this is off of a recording. Someone recorded this off their TV with the phone. But this is from the Ohio Emergency Management Agency. Okay, so FEMA, but Ohio. So OEMA, the Ohio Emergency Operations Management, blah, 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 whatever it's called. Listen to what this lady says. I don't know who she is. I'm assuming she's the director or whatever of their situation there. But listen to what she says. This is some crazy shit.
If you'll be traveling around Ohio, as motorists should be sure to frequently top off their gas tanks. Frequently top off your gas tanks.
She repeated that. Top off your gas tanks. Frequently top off your gas tanks,
and to fully charge their electric vehicles. Have a preparedness kit in your car and items like paper maps, snacks, drinks, cash, and a cell phone charger. It's a good idea also to have a communications plan if you're traveling with your family or friends in case you're separated. Know where to meet up. Have a place to meet up. Know where to take shelter if there's an event. Having those discussions ahead of time are critically important to help thwart any type of confusion that may happen in large crowds.
So why would the Emergency Management Agency, whatever, in Ohio, tell its residents to fuel up, make sure you have a full tank of gas, number one. Make sure that you have a vehicle preparedness kit, you have food on hand, you have cash, you have paper maps. Did you catch that part? Paper maps. Well, why would I need a paper map? I got my phone. I can just pull up GPS. Do you? Do you have your phone? Can you pull up GPS? Why are they saying, if this is just an eclipse, Don, it's just an eclipse. It's not a big deal. Yeah, some of these states are doing a state of emergencies, but it's just because a lot of people are going to show up. Really? A lot of people show up everywhere a lot of the times, and I live in Florida. A lot of people are showing up all the fucking time. I don't see DeSantis out there saying emergency, state of emergency. Only time I've ever heard him say that is when there's like a hurricane or, you know, tornado or a situation like that. I don't see come spring break, you know, spring break for the next month is state of emergency because all these fuckers are coming down here for spring break. I don't hear that. Summertime, I don't hear them get on there, state of emergency, because all these fuckers are coming down here to go to the beach. You don't hear that. And she didn't even say anything about state of emergency. She's telling you, the citizens of Ohio, to make sure you have full tank gas and make sure you're ready. Make sure that you're ready for when the shit hits the fan. When we have hurricanes, okay, and if you live in Florida, you live in a hurricane area, you understand this. We are told, okay, the hurricane's coming. It's going to be here tomorrow. Guys, make sure you have a full tank of gas. Make sure you have cash on hand. Everything she just said. Make sure you have plenty of supplies, preparedness kits. Make sure you have, gas. You have food. You have cash. But never, never once have I ever heard them say, have paper maps. That should be concerning enough for you. Now, hopefully, wherever you live, you know where the fuck you're going. My question to her would have been, if I live in whatever Ohio, and I won't even use Ohio, I'm going to take Florida, for example. I live in Central Florida. I pretty much know every square inch of this state from Clearwater Beach to Daytona Beach. Now, there's parts north or parts south I'm not really familiar with, but I'm familiar with roads and I have a sense of direction. Why would I need a paper map? Unless I need to go to a place that I'm not familiar with. So is she saying in the state of Ohio, there's a chance that you might need to leave the state? Make sure your gas is filled. Make sure your car is charged. Make sure you have paper maps. If you live anywhere in Ohio, you have a general idea of the state or at least your region of the state. If you live in the Cincinnati area, and what I mean by that is you live within 100 miles of Cincinnati, you probably have a good idea of where you're going. You might not know every street, but you have a basic idea of where you're going. If you live in the northern Ohio and you live within 100 miles of Cleveland, if you live anywhere in points in between, you basically have an idea of where you're going, right? Am I right? You guys understand, okay, I-75 is going to take me here. I-95 is going to take me there. I-4 is going to go here. I can take 27. That's Florida talk, but you know what I'm saying. Why would you need a paper map if you live in Ohio? You know basically where you're going. Unless you have to leave the state and go to Kentucky or go to Indiana or go to Pennsylvania or go to somewhere else. Just asking questions. Why are these people so scared? This didn't happen on the last eclipse in 2017. I don't remember all this bullshit then. And it wasn't that long ago. There was still Twitter and there was still Facebook and there was still all these other things. But now we've got to get prepared for something? Kentucky declares state of emergency. West Virginia, state of emergency. Ontario, Canada, that's where Niagara Falls is, declares state of emergency. Arkansas, oh wait, that's Arkansas. I knew it was Arkansas. I should fire with you. Declared state of emergency. Texas declares state of emergency. Ohio declares state of emergency. Missouri declared state of emergency. Charleston County, wherever that is, state of emergency. Kansas City, state of emergency. People have never seen this many areas declare state of emergency within 24 hours. We are in uncharted waters right now. There is so much coming in all directions. And this is why you need to prioritize the more important areas in your life at this time and consider being less visible and more cognizant. Double down on the things that you can carry over the safety in the new system. We are still on shaky bridge and we're not officially crossed over to the other side. But what do we have to look forward to? So, as all these states are declaring a state of emergency, now we're being told, and I said this a little while ago, it's because of the influx of people. But like I said, they never do this for any other event. Ontario, Canada, Niagara Falls, they get an influx of people all the fucking time. You ever been to Niagara Falls? Beautiful. Especially, and I'll be the first to admit it, especially on the Canadian side. When we went to Canada, when we went to Niagara Falls, I fucked up. Booked a hotel. Booked Sheraton. If you're not from this area, you don't know this. Ontario, New York, and Ontario, Canada. Sheraton. I'm going to stay at Sheraton. Sheraton's nice. Nice hotel. We'll stay at Sheraton. Okay. Booked the Sheraton. After it was booked, I realized, oh shit, I booked this in Canada. So we had to get passports anyway because you know, God forbid, you can't go to Canada without a passport now. And when I was a kid, you could, but now you can't. So we had to get our passports anyway. So I was like, fuck it, let's just stay there. We already, you know, it's already booked, whatever. And oddly enough, it was actually cheaper because the price was the same, but because the money difference, the denominations between their money and our money was different. It was actually like $200 cheaper or something like that. And I was like, cool, we're good. But best mistake I ever made, because we flew into Buffalo and we rented a car and drove into Canada. Driving through, if you're from this area, you've ever been through this area, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a shithole. I'm sorry to say it, but it is. The road that the GPS takes you to go into Niagara Falls, and you go through Niagara Falls, New York, it is a fucking shit hole. I'm sorry if you live there, but it is. There is a small section where some of the hotels in New York and like the Maid of the Mist and all that stuff is, that's decent. And the Sheraton that was in Niagara, New York, was decent. We didn't stay there. We saw it because we went over to the other side, made it a mist, all that bullshit, right? But we stayed in the Sheraton in Ontario. And, oh, my God. It was, 40 stories tall. We had a top floor. Beautiful. You right over the falls. It was fucking awesome. Best mistake I ever made. But I don't know where it's going with this, but anyway, a lot of people go to Niagara Falls. I never heard of a state of emergency because people are coming to Niagara Falls. Why the state of emergencies? Why? So, and these are events, like I'm looking at the map now, that are, you're talking anywhere from 2.5 minutes to a little over 4.5 minutes, but that'd be in Mexico, is the duration of the total eclipse. Now, granted, the eclipse the stages of the eclipse last a while, but where depending on the town where you'll have the total eclipse, where you'll actually see darkness, you're only talking a few minutes. Guys, I don't know. I'm not trying to be, you know, a scare hawk, and I'm not saying that, but what I'm trying to say is that I recall the eclipse back in 1770, what the fuck was I saying? in 2017, 7 years ago. And I don't recall states of emergencies. I don't recall. So who was president in 17? Does anyone remember? Trump, right? I don't remember state of emergencies. I don't remember ISIS attacking. I don't remember, not saying this had anything to do with Trump, but I'm just saying I don't remember any of this. And to the point that the beautiful thing about online and Twitter and all this other stuff is you can look it up. Was there a state of emergency in 2017 during the eclipse? Nope. Was there an FBI, CIA warning of possible terrorist attacks in 2017 during the eclipse? No. I understand times change. It was 7 years ago. I get it. My point being is this. Why? On top of all of that, you have, so tomorrow you have, so today is the women's basketball championship game, and it might be over now. I know last I looked, yeah, so South Carolina beat Iowa. I know you're probably sad. I don't give a shit. Tomorrow is the men's championship game, and I think it's Purdue and someone. I don't even know. I don't follow basketball. I'm sorry. I know Alabama and NC State was in it, and whoever they played, they lost. So whoever they won, whoever beat them is who's in it. I know it's Purdue and another team. UConn, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, point being is this. That's a big event. Tomorrow, wherever the game is going to be a big event. Now, Friday you had, or Thursday you had this, you know, this thing come out from the FBI warning about sporting events, too. One of the things in the clip was sporting events. Well, fuck, there's a pretty big sporting event. Hell, there's a big sporting event last night. There's a big sporting event tonight. And that's, if you're a wrestling fan, WrestleMania. Oh, that's not sport, Don. That's WWE. That's wrestling. Whatever. There's still fucking 80,000 people in a fucking stadium in Philadelphia watching the shit. I get you. Wrestling's fake. Whatever. It's entertainment, okay? That's not the point. There's still a shit ton of people watching it in a stadium. There's still going to be, wherever the men's basketball game is, there's still going to be a shit ton of people watching that game. On top of this eclipse. On top of state of emergencies. Guys, I'm just reporting to you the things I see. And you're not hearing this on national news. Now, if you live in some of these states, you already know, Don, I live in Indiana. I know. I live in Ohio. I know. I live in Kentucky. I know. Cool. I live in Florida. And guess what? There's no national emergency here. But isn't there? So, I guess in the grand scheme of things, and I'm going to probably end the show here because I don't want to go on a whole nother tangent about something totally different because I got to get a show together for Tuesday. So we'll just save it for that. But I guess my point being is this. When you're listening to this, which hopefully is, if depending on when you work, you're either listening to a Sunday night or Monday. Okay. I personally don't think that shit's going to hit the fan today, tomorrow. But it can't hurt you to be a little ready, guys. I've given you history. I've given you biblical implications. If you don't believe in that, that's fine. That's fine. But I will say this about all of that. We in this country, or this country, maybe not me or you, but this country is really lost right now in the eyes of God. And it is my personal opinion that the things that happened thousands of years ago, if those were to happen today, you wouldn't believe it until it was already over. And when you have people like me or whoever else come on here and say these types of things, you might just write me off and call me crazy. Okay, I get you. I'm not saying these things because I honestly think this is what's going to happen. I'm just giving you an idea of what could happen. It is a fact that this eclipse is passing over these cities. It is written in the Bible that these areas, not so much in America, but these names represent something. Okay? In this country, especially, we have seen a lot of things with transvestitism, transgender, whatever. Of all the sins out there, and I talked about this the other day, that is the sin that cannot be forgiven. Okay? If you know a little bit about anything when it comes to the Bible, that when God commanded Noah to build the ark and gather the animals two by two, the point or the reason that was because he was going to destroy the earth and start over. Why? Because man in this time was messing with God's creations. Okay? If you are a doctor, if you're a doctor, not even that the man that becomes a woman or the woman that becomes a man, not even just those people, but if you're the doctor or the nurse or the whoever that performs these situations, you're just as guilty of sin as the people that are having it done. Think about that. When man messes with God's creation, if you're a doctor, whether you're a man or a woman, it's written man, but you know what I'm talking about. And you're like, yeah, cool, I'll chop your titties off and slap a dick on you. Cool, I'll take your wiener and make it a banana split. No problem. You're just as guilty as the person that's having this done. So don't think you're off the hook. With all the debauchery and all the things that are happening in this country, and it happened around the world, but a lot of the things that we do in this country are illegal in pretty much every other country in this world. We are on an island when it comes to these types of sins. And if you don't think that there's a possibility that this simple eclipse could be nothing more than an eclipse, but could be a warning from God for that if we don't get our shit straight, then we're going to pay the consequences. Just something to think about, guys. So, guys, please, I'm done. Show's over. You guys have a great day. It is Sunday, April 7th. I'm sorry. Lost my train of thought. Guys, I will hopefully be here on Tuesday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Am I right? And like I said, I'm pretty sure there should be no issues. I should be here. No problems. But in the meantime, just, make sure your gas is full and you have some cash. Get you a paper map. Hell, can't hurt to have them. It can't hurt to have them. Make sure your weapons are loaded. Your guns are clean. You're ready to rock and roll, because people will lose their minds within a few days if shit shuts down. Guys, make sure you follow us on social media at Don't Tread on America on Facebook, Instagram, True Social, and the Ticker Talker. And on the Twitter X Machine, we are DTom_1775. Don't forget about the website, DontTreadOnAmerica.com. You can email me at DonQ@DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And guys, please, sponsors, DTom Store, ReaperApparelCo.com, promo code DTom. And I think that's it, guys. Make sure you're following the show. Share this with your friends. If you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, guys, please give me a 5-star. And don't forget about us on Rumble at Don't Tread on America TV. Other than that, guys, you have a fantastic day. And hopefully I'm wrong. Other than that, I will talk to you again, hopefully on Tuesday. You guys have a great day.